Well, you do know why the squirrel crossed the road, don't you?
Is this a joke for Big Fatty?
Maybe. Big Fatty, why did the squirrel cross the road? Because he heard the ballet was performing the Nutcracker. So, which brings me to the next part of our topic.
Nuts?
Yes, eating nuts.
Normarth, I can't speak again today. I'm all over my tongue.
You just stuck your tongue out with that when you said enormous.
I'm tripping.
Nuts.
I'm tripping all over my tongue.
Today, we're going to talk about enormous nuts.
Enormous mouthful of nuts.
Oh, enormous mouthful.
That's what I was trying to say. When you said nuts, I was trying to say, oh, enormous mouthful.
Yeah.
That should be the name of the episode.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Today, we're going to talk about enormous nuts.
Is this for Big Fatty?
Maybe.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. You don't have the micro-hoist over. Well, hello, everyone. It is that one, and this is episode 3736 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 31st of May, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
You know, Big Fatty, as quality show would have redone that. Oh, never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, haircutters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your haircutters today, because y'all, Stevie B, who you just heard singing there, y'all, he put a picture. He put a picture on the 20 of a quite handsome summer haircut. You know, he's out there in the Denver with the Casey and Holly, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, Casey is in Coon Country. Oh yeah, Coon Country. He was doing laundry on a Ringo a washing machine. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, can you believe it is the last day of May? Y'all, I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Big Fatty, believe it and move the show forward.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear, I say, y'all, by the way, I just realized that the micro hoist wasn't picking up Big Fatty's voice. Big Fatty, you know, a quality show would go back and redo that. Oh, never mind. Anyway, y'all, hopefully it's fixed now. Today, the 31st of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. He is the inspiration behind the enormous little show. Met him at the very first Pride 48. And then I don't know if he came to another one or not out there in Las Vegas, but he and Holly came to one of the ones down there in New Orleans. Y'all, rumor is that he and Holly may be visiting Fat Acres at the end of the summer. Being fatty, that would be an enormous blessing. Or you know, yes, and y'all, he every year at Crema, he takes a picture of his Crema tree for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, and he's gotten Holly to do that too. Except this past year, Harley took a picture of his Crema tree stand and Casey's Crema tree. Well, anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the husband to Mr. Man. Y'all, I'm talking about Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, we love Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, how appropriate. The chicken's back today. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Casey in Denver, who's currently in the Iowas in Coon Country, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, it's the damn chicken again. Music, especially when the micro hoist is working properly. It's true. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend, but y'all, I had a couple of things that I missed. You know, I was telling you about the new grill that I ordered. Well, y'all, I woke up Saturday morning and it hadn't shipped yet. And y'all, I went in and I canceled it. I just said, no, I'm just going to continue using the little two-burner regular gas grill that I have until it goes to glory. Big Fatty, not going to be much longer before it goes to glory. Well, it may not, but anyway, canceled. It was just extravagant. I didn't need two damn grills, and I'm just going to wait for the other one to burn itself out. Big Fatty, y'all also got a message. Oh, let me go ahead and finish telling you about the weekend. After I spoke to you, recorded the LFC with old Veda, and then y'all, I got a message. Was it a textimonium? I think it was a textimonium. Y'all, from Granny, you know, he's back on the high seas, and he asked me. He says, "Do you do the Venmo?" I said, "Yes." And you know, y'all, all the cool kids are doing the Venmo. And I said, I use it to pay my my yard guy. And he says, "Well, since I'm going to be out in the ocean until August, I've got to be able to pay my bills and everything, so I'm going to do the Venmo." And he says, "And I can send you some cash money to hold for me for the big cruise of a lifetime come August." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." So y'all, God only knows if he'll actually be able to do it, and then if he actually sends it to the correct Big Fatty. Big Fatty, poor Granny. But anyway, and y'all had a lovely evening. Y'all, the 60 minutes was a repeat. Y'all, they're in the summer reruns already. You know, all they do is they recode a little new opening. Yes, Big Fatty.
Kind of like you used to do with the crema spectaculars. Yeah, we don't do those anymore. Anyway, y'all, I just watched some things. Y'all did watch the Atlanta Braves. They were on the TV machine. Beat the ass of the Fish. You know the Fish? It was the Marlins down there in the Miami. But they were playing in Atlanta. And y'all, then I had every intention of planning to sit down and watch the annual Memorial Day concert from Washington, D.C. You know, that's the District of Columbia. And yes, Big Fatty, taxation without representation, something like that. And so, y'all just forgot about it. Forgot. I don't know what I was watching. I think I probably caught up on some quiz programs I had recoded. And that was that. And then I had to bed. Y'all, I headed to bed about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. I was tired. And y'all, the heat just takes it out of you. So y'all slept like a baby. Woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, totally rested. Got up, had my breakfast. I had the leftover grits from Friday night, along with a couple of those sausages that were made with the cheddar and bacon and sausage in the casing. And y'all, it's good. It's good. And y'all did the Sudoku. Finally did the Saturday one. Got the Saturday one, but I had to have two hints. Then, y'all, Miss Gail King. Nobody was there. Y'all, they had the auxiliary Gail Kings in there this week. Three of them. And so, you know, it's the official, the unofficial start of summer. And so Gail King did an official, I'm not going to be here. And so there you have it. And y'all, then I went out, did my morning nipple walk. I came back and what did I do then? I just piddled around here a little bit and y'all, I said, well, you know what? Before I take my shower, I'm just going to lay here in the love chamber and just kind of cool down. And y'all, next thing I know, I'm snoring away. And y'all, I woke up startled. I woke up startled, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I know. Okay. Yes, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, y'all, Big Fatty, I'm so glad that Squeaky Sheepy wasn't here today. I think Squeaky Gentleman Caller would have scared. Well, maybe. But anyway, y'all, it was my young 31-year-old who sent me a happy Memorial Day. Can I come over? And I said, yes. And y'all, he came over, and y'all... It was an extended humpity bumpity bee, ready, vulgar, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all then, not more than 5 minutes after he left, the doorbell rang, and y'all, it was the nip. The nip. Came by. I said, oh, you just missed the gentleman caller. He says, thank you for calling. And uh, Anyway, he and I did a secondary nipple walk around the inner loop of Fat Acres. And y'all then came back from that, and he was playing on his telephone device. And so I said, I'm going to go get a share. And so, y'all, I went and got my share and everything. And y'all, it's just been a lovely, just a lovely afternoon. Y'all, I'm marinating a couple of pieces of ribeye steak and a couple of thick poke chops. Y'all, I'm marinating the steak with the Worcestershire sauce and the lemon pepper seasoning and the thick poke chops. Y'all, I'm just coating them in the yellow mustard, and you know, just the tang of the yellow mustard. Y'all, I think it'll be delicious, just delicious, I say. And so once it gets a little bit cooler outside, I'm gonna go and throw those on the grill, then I'm gonna have, I'll probably eat one of the steaks, slice it up, and mix it with a garden solid for my supper. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Big Fatty, what was that? Well, y'all, I don't have any e-letters to read, but y'all, I was looking through the folder that had the gentleman caller bumper in there, and I saw this. It says e-letter bumper, and y'all, I didn't know what it was. Y'all, I have got so many different music bumpers that y'all, I don't even know what I've got. And they're in different folders, and you know, like the gentleman caller is over here, it's just all over the place. And so y'all, I said, well, I'm just gonna play this and see what it is, and y'all kind of like that. We may have to, I don't read a whole lot of the e letters necessarily on the little show, Anyway, I just thought I'd play that. So, y'all, it's kind of a little bit of a toe tapper there, Big Fatty, a toe tapper. So, y'all, by the way, I will mention this. You know, June is a homosexual month. But, y'all, here near Fat Acres, y'all, they're going to celebrate Homosexual Week starting today, the 31st, through the weekend. So, oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, I guess I'll have to put on my special Bobo Hankin' pant. Oh, Big Fat Bobo Hankin'. Y'all, I feel like I'm Harley. I've lost control of my tongue. Bobo Hankin'. Anyway, maybe Bobo Honkin' will be more successful. Big Fatty, I think you'd enjoy it more. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Enormous. And Casey, what do you like people to do about Enormous?
Today we're going to talk about Enormous Nuts.
Is this for Big Fatty?
Maybe.
Oh, well, they match the Enormous penis. Oh, Big Fatty, I've seen it. It's huge.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.